Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down the mountainside.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about... I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I think I said that. Lorena Medina is here. Lorena is National Director for BNI Mexico. She is the leader of all BNI in the country of Mexico, and she's been with BNI for at least 15 years. She's has been a business owner herself before that, and now she's a business owner with BNI in Mexico. And we're talking about their Restart the World event. Type that in, folks, Restart the World, BNI, and you'll find all kinds of links. You can find it at the BNI website, on Facebook. I think there's a YouTube channel there. This is a three-day event, and the purpose, Lorena, of Restart the World is to get the economy going around the world, right? Get people back together.
Exactly. Because it's up to us. It is actually up to us. We cannot wait around for somebody else to come up with a solution. I have to say that one of the things that really helped me get out of my denial was that I am part of an organization that has a very strong support group around the world. I have colleagues that do the same thing that I do around the world, and I have their support. I remember that in the first few weeks, I was calling everyone, trying to find out what's working, what's not, and how can we make it work better for everyone. And that made a huge difference for me. And it's not that crazy for if you're a small business owner. It's not that crazy to reach out to other people and try to find out what they're doing, what's working for them. I mean, there's no such thing as competition right now.
That's right. Yeah, everybody's in this together. So how have your members met and continue to congregate virtually during the pandemic, the folks who you represent there in Mexico? How have you done it?
Well, we have in our charge 6,200 entrepreneurs. And I think that the secret was that we didn't even let them breathe. We didn't even let them blink. We used to have, as you know, in-person meetings, face-to-face meetings. And in a week, we took it to online. We never really stopped. It was just for 1 week that we needed to get everything ready and get our Zoom accounts and figure out how to replicate the same model in online. And we honestly didn't know if it was going to work because I'm a big advocate of in-person meetings. Well, here's the thing: you will find that the meeting itself it's just a mechanism to get this networking strategy going. Mm-hmm. And what was happening is, and we've put a lot of emphasis on this, is that you can still develop a relationship. Yes, it's not the same. Yes, and we want to hug and we want to see each other, and we will one day. But in the meantime, we need to make it work.
What do you think it will take for your organization, your chapters there? What do you think it will take for them to come back and go back to what the way things were last January?
I don't think that we're going there ever.
Really? You think you'll be virtual for a long time?
Oh yeah, for sure. And here's the thing: it's
can
actually
working. I say this, Lorena? I hope you're wrong about that.
Well,
due respect, I'm not saying you're wrong, and I'm not disagreeing with you. I just say I hope that's not the case. I hope I've been to BNI meetings. I know the love that's there. I know the camaraderie. I know the friendship and everything. And as human beings, you know, we like high touch, and virtual works. And I'm proud of you guys for what you've accomplished. And a lot of organizations have done this around the world. A lot of CEOs have told me how well things have gone as we've gone to our corners and gotten online and met virtually. But I hope we get back to where we shake hands and hug and meet face to face. And I hope we do that sooner than
later. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're going to go back to a combination of both. Because yeah. There are some advantages to doing things online. We get a lot of more things done, and in some instances, for example, I run into one of the meetings because now I get to visit chapters all over Mexico. I have visited one chapter every single day, and my goal is to visit all of them, 170. So that's one advantage. I can go to visit chapters easily. And I run into one of my members that he's been in the organization for over 10 years, and I was a little afraid of what he was going to say. Is he going to complain about this online format? And what he said really surprised me. He's an accountant. He said, "I cannot believe we didn't think about this before. This is awesome. I don't have to wake up that early,
right.
And I don't have to pay for breakfast.
I think you're
and
right.
I'm very productive.
I think we'll do it. It'll be a combination of those things. And I
exactly.
think there are, we will learn. We need to learn a lot of things from this and take it forward. Hey, Lorena, I have to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Continue to do great work with BNI there in Mexico. And good luck this week with Restart the World.
Let's restart the world. Thank you
there
so
you
much,
go.
Jim.
Thank you. Lorena Medina, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from León, Mexico. She's the National Director for BNI. BNI.com, an organization I've been telling you about very proudly for a long time. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.